And joining us right now on our manager's report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking, it's better. The skipper of the San Diego Padres, Mike Shildt, is back with us here on a Friday. Mike, good morning to you. Congratulations on the road trip.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, good road trip. Always wanted better, but pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think everyone was, you know, once you take a step back, right? Like Ben just said, everybody wanted to plate that run, especially with the way Michael King pitched. Skip, he was unbelievable that day, and you want to win that for him, and it's got to be tough. You know, we've never been in the locker room after a game like that, but he's got to feel pretty proud of the way he pitched.
Yeah, I mean, I won't speak for him, but yeah, he threw the ball very, very well, and you know, I mean, had no hit stuff through seven, and you know, was able to hit his spots and had all the pitches working and control what he was doing, commanding the baseball. It was a well-pitched game. We'd obviously like to have scratched a couple for him.
You know, you as a manager, when you have a pitcher like Michael King, and every pitcher's different, right? Back in the St. Louis days, you probably had guys that said, no, if he gets there and it's the eighth, I'm letting him finish. But Michael King's a guy that, you know, you guys are expecting a lot more innings than he's used to throwing. You get a little nervous when he's throwing that well in seventh inning, and you're like, oh, boy, I'm going to have to make a decision here pretty soon.
Well, that's the job. And, you know, you just evaluate as it goes. He's had an extra day prior, an extra day post. I've had a lot of those decisions, a lot of different guys with a lot of different places where they're at in their careers and relative to innings and experience. So, you know, you judge it, you weigh it, and you recognize he's working pretty efficiently. And, you know, the eighth was starting to be a little bit of a push for him to go back out and then have a longer at bat. And then the terrain ball that, you know, came off the bat looked like an out, but just, you know, found a spot in foul territory based on positioning, which positioning was fine. Just, you know, it was like, okay. And then, you know, a couple of three, six pitch at bats, and he had done his job.
Yep, 100%.
Now, of course, you're going to need all of your starting pitchers to step up even a little bit more while Yu Darvish is on the injured list with the sore neck. Can you tell us anything about kind of the plan to cover here while Yu's going to be out the next couple of weeks?
Well, we have plan, clearly. It'll come out as we go. maybe it's not clear.
No, I mean, it's good to know that you've got
it's
one.
It's good to know you have.
And
a
I understand
plan.
Why you won't necessarily specify it out for us, Mike. I do understand that, but I have to ask the question.
Absolutely, good bolt, man. Good try. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, you know, he's going to miss 2 to 3 starts. You know, and we'll just evaluate it. Definitely 2. And you know, we're going to stay on rotation. That I can tell you. And then we'll declare a starter for tomorrow that we've got in mind.
Okay, that is interesting because you could have, with the day off yesterday, you could have moved a couple of guys up and pushed some guys back. But so you're going to stay on rotation. And I saw the Milwaukee Brewers, they like extra rest. They kept Freddie Peralta back a day, which we were all excited yep. about. And then their bullpen guys come in and throw really, really well.
It's going, baseball.
Oh, dang, that's baseball. What is your thought on in terms of getting guys rest early in the season and, you know, just trying to, you know, cover all those innings and maximize the effectiveness of your pitchers throughout the year?
Yeah, done that historically. It's boded well. Going to continue to do it. You know, you mentioned Michael, you know, there's some comfort level in being able to, you know, even Dylan the day before and being able to allow guys to go a little bit deeper in games. Of course, they're throwing well, B, they're not working too hard. And part of the calculus also is the extra rest, which both Dylan and Michael will have, you know, had the day prior and will have to start next day. So, you know, I think it's important to look at the big picture of this thing. Over still, you know, a longer season remaining, and recognize that we trust guys to come up and help us out, and then also, you know, be able to give those guys that extra day.
Talking to the skipper Mike Shildt here on Ben and Woods this morning, and you know, if you're not going to tell us your pitching plans, Skip, I'm reluctant to ask about a potential lineup switch, but people are talking about Xander Bogaerts. I know he's not off to the best start, and I know he's not happy about not being off to the best start in the leadoff spot. He's going to get probably the most ABs, he's going to get the most ABs of anybody in the lineup. Have you guys considered moving him down, taking pressure off him? Kind of, where do you guys stand on that?
There's a consideration for sure. Continue to look at it. You know, it's as far as take the pressure off of them.
Still pressure, yeah. It could be bases loaded, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's always some pressure to the game, but, you know, it's also relative how people have handled it and their experiences. And you are talking about a guy that's been through and won two World Series. So, and he's had a 10-plus year proven career that, you know, we're comfortable and confident he's going to be the player that he's been. Even more recently, the guy started the season pretty well for us. He's also been a part of the lineup that's done some pretty good things. Do recognize that, you know, there's a period lately that he's not, you know, been his best self, and that's part of it. And now recognizing, you know, what we need to do for him and for us. And but, you know, regardless of what move we make relative where he hits in the lineup, when he walks up to the plate, I feel pretty darn good.
We had our Padres roundtable yesterday. Every Thursday, if you ever have a day off at home, you want to join us. You're
please
always
don't listen. Please,
you're
I'm
always welcome.
Please
no, listen.
Don't
no, listen. I want him to come in studio.
Oh,
and sit
come
down
in studio.
With us.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But
please don't
like
listen.
Last week, we had the same conversation about Manny Machado, and we all said now we look silly because
yeah,
Manny looks
barreling
absolutely fine. Is when you look at Xander, how as coaches do you evaluate and decide the normal ups and downs of baseballs and struggles versus, okay, yeah, we really actually do need to work on and change some things, like things are not going well. How do you make that determination between whether one is just the normal, you know, struggles that's hard to hit a baseball and, yeah, this guy actually could use some changes in his swing or different, some sort of philosophy needs to be changed somewhere?
Well, a couple of things, in fact, there, and I like them all, because the first one about, and I'm glad you admitted it. You know, you go through and you have these conversations. Some weeks it's nobody. Some weeks it's one or two players because the game's hard. And rightfully, you're going to talk about the club and its best self. And, you know, so last week you're getting fielded questions about Manny. You can feel the innuendo. What are we doing? Is it DeBray? Is he moving down? And it's like, and in my head, I'm going, that's Manny. He's fine. And you're starting to see some good swings, and next thing you know, he's, you know, driving balls all over the place, and usually you don't hear anything else after that.
Right, yeah, that's fair, exactly right.
You know, hey, yeah, well, last week the sky was falling on Manny, and it clearly wasn't, but I get that's part of the gig. Now, specific to the question, I think it's another good one, you know, what is the kind of the parameters that you look at in evaluating it? It's probably a bigger, fair, unfair. I think it's more than fair, actually, when you look at a player like a Bogey, who I've already alluded to, that's got a tremendous amount of history of production and hitting. And the thing about hitting is sometimes, again, you mentioned it, it's super hard, hardest thing to do in all the sports. I wouldn't even argue that, but that's another time for another day. But and then you go, okay, those guys, they can have something click and it's like, boom, here they go, i.e. Manny last week. So you're right around the corner with experienced guys that have gone through similar things. Then the next layer to that is, okay, how's the player mentally alluded to? You mentioned the physical part, the combination. And there's a lot of variables, not a lot. There's variables to it. There's conversation. There's a feel. And there's a belief system in it as well. So, you know, you evaluate all those things and you deal with what you think is the best for the club at not only the moment, but also more of a little bit of a longer term. Because, you know, if you're constantly knee-jerking every time somebody doesn't perform, again, I've said this, and I will always say it, you know, you never want to underreact and just let things go and kumbaya. But you also don't want to overreact, because I think that can be knee-jerk, and I can tell you from experience observing it and even, you know, doing it early in my career, it doesn't work, you know, long term, when there's a constant, oh, he's not doing well, boom, you bounce, and nobody ever feels like they're comfortable or you have confidence in them.
No, it's good to hear that. It's good to hear that explanation. Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, on Ben and Woods. And, you know, one of the guys, it's great that you guys were able to went a couple games without Jake Cronenworth. I know how valuable he's been this season offensively and defensively. You got to credit Matthew Batten for one of the nicest plays down the line I think I've seen in years, getting his opportunity. Yeah. Hits a triple. That was fantastic. But Jakey is a big, big part of this lineup. How is he feeling? Can we expect to see him mashing against the Blue Jays this weekend?
I would expect him to be back in the lineup, whether it's, I mean, he's going to come in today. He had a good day yesterday again. Yeah, Matty Batten filled in very admirably. Made a nice play, hit the triple. But Crony's, gosh, I mean, clearly stating the captain, obvious how valuable he's been, not only our lineup, but our club, our defense, the whole shooting match. How he runs the bases, just his presence and how he competes. But I expect him to be back in at some point during this series. And, you know, we'll evaluate here in a couple hours, see how he's feeling relative to when that'll look like.
Mike Schilt is with us, and Mike, I know you're about winning, and I know your guys are about winning, and it's serious, it's baseball, and every game is important, but a baseball team is also a family that spends a lot of time together, and families celebrate milestones. I'm just curious, so I'm sure you know, today is Jackson Merrill's 21st birthday. He's already said, it's just a day, he doesn't care.
That kid.
I don't buy it.
Will that be true for all of you, or is there anything special planned for Jackson tonight?
Do you need me to jump out of a cake in the clubhouse? Because I can do it for you if you need it.
Ooh.
Pass. That's fine.
Yeah, we may take you up on that. I want to see what that looks like.
No, you don't.
But maybe I don't. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to celebrate it. You know, we're going to acknowledge it. You know, I'm sure there'll be something that I'm not sure, but there, you know, it's likely something that there'll be a cake and guys will, you know, celebrate and there'll be some good natured fun with it. To what degree some of the guys take it to remains to be seen, but you know, we'll celebrate with him at some point today.
21. That's incredible.
It's crazy.
He's already up. He's 20, turning 21. He's already a big leaguer and playing center field and really well out there too. It's amazing.
Playing great.
He really is. Yeah, remember to be 21.
Oh, man, I was a different person at 21 than Jackson Merrill is, certainly. That's it for...
I got one more, yeah. And thanks to the beef in the chat for reminding me. We wanted to ask you about Donovan Solano signing about a week ago. We saw a couple of videos of him in Arizona. Not someone who was on our radar at all, but has a good track record. They call him Donnie Barrels because he hits the ball. Are we expecting to see him, and is he kind of in your plans going forward, potentially as a DH at some point, or you can move him around a little bit from what we understand?
Yeah, I mean, I know time will tell on that one. Some of that's a little bit, you know, the timing of that's, you know, more of a front office question, but I go back to Donovan Solano. He talked about youth in the game. So I was with Donovan when he was 16 years old. In the New York Penn League for the New Jersey Cardinals.
This was like 20 years ago? Wow.
This was like 20 years ago. And so I've had a long, you know, relationship with Donovan. You know, he can always hit, you know, he could always hit and, you know, find the barrel, as you said, and had just a real professional approach. And so, you know, relative to the timing, I'm not sure. The DH will be on the table, you know, at some point, perhaps for him and maybe some other spots. But real pro and just, you know, takes a quality at bat for sure.
All right. Good luck against the Toronto Blue Jays this weekend, then right back out on the road. But that is the life. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Thank you so much, Skip.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
Appreciate it.
There is manager of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt. Our manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better.